All right, how are we doing, everyone? I think we're going to go ahead and wrap up the discussion and maybe have a group debrief. Where's my buddy Karen? Is she still rolling around here somewhere? Where did Karen go? Karen's gone. Okay. Well, that was a lively discussion, and there was at least a lot of talking going on. I hope you enjoyed yourself. All right, I'm going to go back to our two questions, surprises and gaps. So just for the open group, and I hope some of my counterparts here are taking some notes. What was most surprising to you about this list, either in terms of things that were missing or on here, or things that were either in the green spectrum or the red spectrum? Who would like to share? No one? All that talking going on and no one wants to share?
I'm going to give you this one and I'll give you that one. Okay, I'm going to share. Hi. Oh, no.
Yay! I saw someone raise their
Thank
hand
you.
Here.
I guess something that was surprising to me, but I think it was sort of like the empathy and the EQ is integrity being a component of a lot of these aspects, and it's something that we talk about a lot and something that's super, super important in technology is having integrity with what you do, but that didn't come up as a competency. So I'm interested in that.
We talked a lot about influencing, but we had a lot of ideas, didn't come to really a consensus. For me personally, what I was missing in the whole presentation was team versus individual. So at the end of the day, if we're talking about teamwork, we need to put this competency list in a portfolio presentation of a team versus an individual.
That's an interesting perspective on that, because you're right, it was self-assessing on the individual capability, not the capability of the team. Do you have something to add?
Actually, yes. The other thing that we noticed very clearly was there's really only one soft skill, and there's a lot of, on the higher scoring scale, and a lot of sort of more technical skills on that side, and then you've got all the soft skills all over here.
Yep,
and we talked a lot about sort of generational and as women how we come across and how we use some of these soft skills in order to try and break through some of the gender gaps, gender issues.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Very interesting. Who else would like to share? Anyone over here or that end?
Okay, just so you aren't bored, I will say something. It's like, this is one of the things that I've noticed, is that women never want to talk. But I look at this and I see the left brain and the right brain. And I was really, really surprised that so many people in IT thought they were creative, which I would agree with. But I mean, that was a real big surprise to me. And yet, so few felt they had influence. So, and I always feel like creativity goes with influence. And that was one of the glaring differences. Okay, now who'll take this from me?
We spent a lot of time talking about organizational awareness, and we were surprised to see it high up, right? And we were talking about how a lot of times we're aware of within our department, and in larger organizations, it's difficult to have that overall organizational awareness. So we talked a lot about, you know, just being able to align to the overall company goals. So really understanding what the organizational goals and aligning all the way down. Even I've done workshops on leadership and management where we trickle down all the way to the individual. So your individual goals within the organizations should be aligned to the overall company goals.
That was a good conversation too.
Of course, that's predicated on the fact that your organization can articulate their goals, let alone communicate them.
For
Okay, who else?
Our table noticed, so I guess there is another workshop going on, the CDSA workshop right next door. And this workshop, which is focusing on a lot of the soft skills, it's probably about 95% women in here, and all the men are in the other room talking about the technical skill set of cybersecurity. So we thought it was interesting that, you know, maybe we should switch and men should come and take this workshop. Thank you to the men that are in this room right now.
And that will be excellent feedback for our professional development team.
You got some over there?
We didn't actually spend a lot of time talking about anything on this slide, but one thing that really jumped out at me, is this huge chasm between teamwork and then relationship management and influence. How are you going to be effective at teamwork if you are ineffective at influencing or relationship management? And that's one of the big questions that jumps out. I'm being asked why I didn't raise that before. We were having a fascinating conversation on other topics.
I would say that for me, looking at this graph, and I'm sorry I came late, but I was informed that this wasn't discussed. What were the level of the people interviewed? Because creativity, if you know any programmers, they have to be extremely creative and have to have a lot of learning ability, opposed to Christy, who pointed out at her level, decision-making is one of the most important skills you can make. And looking at this, you can't tell the breakdown between levels of who was interviewed. Well, gender too, but in terms of there's a difference between a programmer who was their first year versus someone who's the head of a department in terms of what their skills they will rate.
Fair enough. Sounds like analytics to me.
I think that's a really good comment. Okay. Oh, one here.
Thank you. What just popped out at we talked about several things, but what popped out when somebody brought up influence is that that's the lowest one. And I was asking, what is influence? And that's the weight of your opinion to other people. So what you say, people care about what your opinion is. And technical people seem to have such a low self-esteem that their opinions, they don't think anybody cares about them. Whereas if you're a technical person in a meeting, people are eating up what your opinion is because of how the knowledge gap. And I just think that's interesting how people feel about their own opinions and how much other people care about them in the IT sector.
So I wanted to throw up something technical, but it's something we all are aware of, and that's called Agile. An Agile manifesto talks about outcomes. If you are on an Agile team, nobody really cares about your opinion, about your processes. The sprint has an outcome. So you have to get stuff delivered, and you have to get stuff delivered that work. And if you look, I recommend everybody read the Agile Manifesto. It's very short, one page. Not processes, not procedures, self-governing team delivering outcomes.
That's true, but I think the focus on Agile is about teamwork and about understanding the process well enough that you can break that down into sprints. So you're right, Agile Manifesto is a great thing to read, but I think it tells us a lot more than just how to build software.
Yep.
Bonk.
As Karen's struggling through the aisleways here. So we talked about surprises. What gaps resonated with you? Are you feeling like this is true in your organization or for you personally?
So we kind of talked about how this relates to remote work or people working separate from their teams and how these might, or being remote might affect maybe the structure or how these competencies are used in their job. And we thought that was kind of missing.
Do you think that a remote worker would need different levels of competencies than someone who's working more visibly as a team?
We kind of focused on communication with that one. And we said there's different ways of communicating. And I know Kelly had a really good example. She was the only one on her team working remote. Her rest of her team was in Chicago. And her manager did a really good job of making sure she felt included, whether that was video conferencing instead of emails or instead of just phone calls. So I don't know if that's more on the leadership side or as an individual contributor, but I do think maybe you have to like step up in other competencies to make up for that.
That does sound like a leadership thing, but in the communication track, when the first thing that Aaron talked about was effective listening, I think the ability to listen to a remote participant is probably playing to that. Interestingly enough, Aaron told me a really interesting story about her schedule this week. Her client threw kind of a curveball at her. She was supposed to fly out and go run the workshop in Austin tomorrow. They asked her to do a pre-workshop Monday, which started at 6 a.m. Tuesday and was 11 hours. And I don't know if you guys have ever been on lengthy workshops remotely, but the missing the body language and the facial expression and everything else and just being present for 11 hours remotely like that is exhausting. And, you know, to your point about remote workers, I think being empathetic about that and being aware and adjusting your communication styles to deal with a remote worker is a skill that if we are going to continue to build remote teams, we will have to be better at. Yep. Yep.
I'm going to take that a step further and say that adjusting your communication style and the ability to do that informs all of these competencies. I think that if you can't adjust the message, then you can't communicate effectively, you're not effective in teams, you have no influence. So it's all about understanding who you're working with and what how did Aaron put it? It's how they, not how they communicate, but how, the engagement model. What is their engagement model? How do you engage with each individual person that you're working with, or how do you engage with a team? When you come into a team, you're coming into their space, you're coming into their culture. So how do you engage with them? Because the individual outlook and the team outlook can be very different.
Where does your organization need the biggest help? Like, where do you feel like is the bit, which of these do you think is the biggest gap for your org? Anyone wanna weigh in on that one?
I see people shaking their heads like, don't pick me.
I think a lot of times the business results orientation is the thing that gets lost when we're focused so much on technology that we end up thinking about technology for technology's sake or the process of building great technology or the outcomes that we're trying to drive from a very micro lens instead of thinking about what is the actual business trying to achieve and how can we adapt technology to really engage users or to affect whatever the results that the business is trying to achieve. I think that gets lost.
It's a really excellent point. I read The Unicorn Project. Have we read that? Everyone should read that book. Read that book.
Thank you. I was just thinking that I wouldn't say necessarily these are the biggest challenges, but teamwork, decision-making, and influence. On an individual level, that's pretty easy. You can say, okay, do you have a process for your decision-making? Maybe on an organizational level that exists too, but what I see happens in terms of teamwork and influence, and then decision-making, is how do we manage influence? And how do we bring in people who maybe don't leverage their influence as well as we'd like them to? How do we keep the people who've become siloed and aren't speaking? How do we get that information? And then on the other hand, how do we take the room that is maybe filled with the loud voices, the influencers all together, and then sift that out and decide what we need to do with that? Because just having a lot of people influencing doesn't necessarily make it easier to know what to do next. So
it doesn't always result in the best outcome.
No. No.
Yeah. And that, I think, wraps into our diversity message about hearing all the voices and all the perspectives to make certain your outcomes are the best they can be. Any final thoughts from anyone?
I'm going to say that this was amazing. I rolled around between the tables, and I heard some of the most incredible conversation. So thank you, all of you, for participating in this.
Thank you. Thank you to Erin, who's on her way to Austin for her second workshop this week. We do have...